left off, we begin. We begin the fourth perek, how to acquire zehiras. Wouldn't that be important to know how to acquire this midah? And the Ramchal tells us, "Hinemasha maybe es adam al derech klal al hazehiras." The macro of zehiras, which is for a person to look after his life and think about his life, is limud haTorah, is b'derech klal, as Rav Pinchas Ben Yair says, b'tchilas habraisa, Torah mevia lidei zehiras. That's on a macro level. Torah will bring you to be more careful. Amnam, however, al derech prat, on a specific path, hamevi lezeh who has bonenus al chomer avodah shechayv ba'adam, is to process. His bonen is meloshen bina, is for a person to process ve'oimik adin aleha. Now the Ramchal is going to go through in this perek, he's going to go through three categories of people, as he's going to say right now. And when a person will delve into that which is written in the Holy Sfarim, and from learning about it, there will be a inspiration on all of this. And says Ramchal, v'hine, bizbono says that when you will process that, ha'aros, ha'aros bahadraga, it'll motivate and inspire and awaken l'shlemi yadas, those who are truly wise, lapchusa mehem, lesser than wise, and l'chol ha'aman kulo, to the general masses. So there are going to be three different ways to motivate yourself. Everyone wants to know how to motivate yourself in order to be zahir. So the Ramchal says there are three categories of levels of where you're at to see what is going to motivate you. So the Ramchal is going to start with the highest level. When we get to the lowest level, it's going to include more people. The highest level, as everything works, it's going to exclude more people. The middle will exclude as well. The highest level, as we're going to start, is going to exclude different people. Now, I just want to say, whenever I teach this piece, I just want to be very clear, and that is that it doesn't mean that you're 100% in each category. It means you could have different parts of each category that you connect to. So it doesn't mean you're either in Shlemi Adas, or you're Pchusa Mehem, or you're Hehamon Kulo. You could have different areas of you that you can connect to this level, different areas in you that you connect to that level, etc., as we're going to explain. Says the Ramchal, L'shleimi hadas, somebody who's on the highest level and very, very wise. So why would I be motivated to reach greatness and be careful with my life? So he says, T'yelahem ha'areh b'mashiz barlam kirak, what I want is, I want to be the fullest me that I can be. I want, right? There's no competition. I am totally committed to be the best me, quote unquote, as they say, as I can be. What demotivates me? What demotivates me, if that's a word, what unmotivates me is the fact that, I will not reach, if I do something that I know I'm not doing it right, or I know I'm not going to get there. So I don't need anyone externally to tell me, be motivated because of X, Y, and Z. I myself am in competition, so to speak, with myself. Once a person realizes I have to do X, Y, and Z to get to whatever place I want to get to, if I know that the only way for me to get to where I got to get to, I got to do this. So if I don't do this, I'm frustrated within myself because I know I'm not going to get there because I'm not doing it. Because I know that if these means I'm missing, or if what I'm doing is weak, right? We're in the fourth parak in the beginning. And if they're weak or they're not according to the strength that I need. It's no surprise. If you have a test to study for, and you need to read this book to study for it, and you need to memorize, and you need to study for it, and you need to spend time doing it, and then the test comes 2 weeks later, and you didn't open the book, there are no surprises, right? You get what you pay for. You worked hard, you will reach it. You didn't work hard, there are no surprises, especially when we're talking about this. We're talking about Shlomi Adas. We're not talking about somebody who's brilliant. He can get to levels without anything. When it comes to Yiras Hashem, it doesn't matter how brilliant or not brilliant you are. So what is painful for them? What's painful for them is the fact that I know I did not put in the work, and therefore I'm not going to get there. What do they worry about? They worry about the fact that I'm not doing what I know that I need to do to get to where I need to get to. David. Good is the person, fortunate is a person who is always scared. It doesn't mean that he has anxiety and he has emotional stuff that he's scared. It means he's always trying to better himself. He's always trying to reach a level and he's always scared. I hope I did it enough because I know any weakness that I don't put, that I put in there, I'm going to pay for it at the end. This is the highest level. Which is called Yiras Chet. Yiras Chet is, I am so afraid that I'm not going to reach where I want to reach. That the person knows that if I didn't put in the work, the proper work, I know I'm not going to get there. This is incredible. He says, it's the pshat is that every person will be burnt in the next world from the chuppah of his friend. What does that mean? Zakta Ramchal, what a pshat. Says Ramchal in the Gemara, Ein ze mitamakina. It's not because you're jealous. Ashatipo rak b'chasrei adas. A jealous person is missing, is being foolish. We're going to talk about that. If you're jealous, that just comes from a lack of understanding. Ella, the reason a person is going to be burnt from the chuppah of his friend, which is his friend's success, he knows that he could have gotten there. I know when you see your friend getting somewhere, it's not that you're jealous. You know that you could have gotten there if you would have put in the proper work. And the only reason you didn't get there is not because I'm jealous of my friend, it's because I didn't put in the work. And if I would have put in the work, I would have surpassed my friend. That's what he's talking about. So it's not coming from jealousy. It's coming from being honest with yourself and knowing that I know I can do it. I know I could have done it. I know I'm able to do it, but I'm just not doing it. So that's the awakening and the inspiration that's going to motivate somebody to reach that level, because I know that it's the competition is between me, myself, and I. Somebody who really wants to reach levels, he will be careful because he knows the pain that he's going to experience without that, if he doesn't do that. Okay, you know what? We're going to do 9 minutes because it's the end of this piece. 9 minutes of Mesil Sisharim a day. Definitely keeps the Yetzirah away. Have a wonderful day.